Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. A lot of big junk plays for the Chicago Bears as the Cowboys fall to 1-2. Bears get their first win of the season as they embarrass the Cowboys at home. 31-14 at Soldier Field there. It was 24-14 at the break, Brian. And the Cowboys came out. They got the football to start the second half. And seven plays later, they had to punt. Yeah. And as soon as they had to punt, that felt like that would be all she wrote. And the Bears went on a 19-play, 76-yard drive.
Unbelievable.
Taking off about 10 minutes off the clock to go up 31-14. Dak had an interception. Bears had to punt. Cowboys had another interception. Bears had to punt. Cowboys had another interception. Yeah. And then you ended the game. And that's how the second half unfolded, as is the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. And if you want to use with the pros, use Jack Black as the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. Zach Wolchuk, alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian, brought us 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text, as we unpack this one with you for the next 3 hours. But Brian, I don't know how much there's to unpack. Your defense just is really bad.
Yeah, your defense, and going into this, you kind of felt like it was going to be a shootout game. And I felt like that the Bears had problems in the secondary, and it looked like initially that you might be able to take advantage of them. But, you know, CD gets hurt on that the jet sweep, and maybe it takes you out of it. But you kind of felt like, okay, Dallas has got enough. They've got George Pickens. They got Fergie. They got Turpin. You know, maybe Tolbert can kind of get some things going there. Maybe, you know, gets the secondary that was really much maligned, that was really banged up. Two of their best players not even playing. And so you're thinking, well, okay, that'll be fine. Dallas will figure it out. And they really, really didn't. Now, the turnovers were huge in this game. The fact that Dallas had to punt a couple of different times was huge. You know, and the Bears, as you mentioned, that 19-play drive, 76 yards, seven first downs along the way with the mix of run and pass. And, you know, Dallas clearly is a defense that, you know, there's not a whole heck of a lot to say about it. It's just, it doesn't rush the passer particularly well. The cornerbacks, the zone coverage stuff that they have played, I know like 30 minutes after the game here, we'll get the updates from the next-gen people. How much zone did he really play in this game? You know, he might be in a situation where he's absolutely terrified about blitzing and about playing man coverage with these corners. Maybe he doesn't feel like he has the man cover corners, so he sits in that zone. But when you play at depth and you allow free access, we saw Diggs. I mean, he was trying to play a little bit of some press. He was up there jammed. Footwork was a little bad.
Slips. Feet
slips. You know, and so now, you know, you're in a situation where it's a huge play. So they've got some issues. They've got some big issues because of personnel or lack of. Mm-hmm. And then they have some issues, though, with like with the play caller himself and maybe a lack of confidence in his defense.
Right. And I think, you know, everything that I've seen on social media and a lot of the texts coming in, and we will get to your calls, don't you worry. Well, you got to fire the defensive coordinator. Time to fire Matt Eberflus after three games. Now, I did a little homework assignment. I don't believe the Cowboys have ever fired a defensive coordinator in season. Mike Nolan was let go after the season. Rob Ryan was let go after the season. They've made a head coaching firing in Wade Phillips, who is also the defensive coordinator. But that's really all you've got. The Cowboys don't have a history of doing that. And I will say in Flus's defense, we had similar conversations about Mike Zimmer at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, with the Saints in the Baltimore game, for sure.
Lions game, they get blown out. There was a lot of ugly on that defense, and then things got correct in the back half of the season. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we have pointed the finger at the defensive coordinator a lot, even going back to Dan Quinn after that Green Bay game. At some point, is it the coordinator or is it the personnel, Brian?
I think there's I know I got in this discussion and people, like you mentioned, I was on Twitter during the game and talking to people. I'm not defending Flus because, like I say, if you don't have confidence in your guys, you know, then that's a huge problem. That is a huge problem.
And he might not be any good. It might not be a good fit.
And it might not be a very good fit at all. You know, and some people in the organization talked about getting rid of Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that and Matt Eberflus, I'm sure, was in the conversation. Did it make him a better run defense? Added Kenny Clark, do you get the picks? Sure, you get all those things. But did it make your defense worse when it came to playing pass defense?
Sure.
And so that's kind of where I was when we had this discussion when the trade happened that night. We were on air, and I'm saying I'm going to be the one guy that's going to stand up in the room, and I'm not saying this is a pat on the back, but I'm just asking everybody, like, listen, if we're going to be a team that's going to be good on offense and score points, how are we going to finish these games? Well, they don't have any passer. And they really are relying on guys that this is where they probably made the trade with this in mind. Yes, we add Kenny Clark. Yes, we add two first-round picks. Yes, we are probably going to be trading a player away that can make a difference. But maybe the biggest mistake was that they felt like that the current defensive ends they have could make up. Matt Eberflus even said it himself. Steven Jones said it himself. We can manufacture pass rush.
Right.
That is from the furthest from the truth right now when you look at this defense. They are not manufacturing anything. And it's probably a lot to do with the fact that they really trusted Fowler. They really trusted Williams. Mm-hmm. They trust Donovan Ezeraku.
Yep.
And they trust Marshawn Nealon. You know, and maybe that's why you go out and get Clowney. I don't know if Clowney's this magic wand that makes everything better.
I would find that hard to believe.
I would too.
I don't think one player's saving the day there.
I just tell you, to me, Diggs looks banged up.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Diggs doesn't look like he wants to be out there playing either.
Not at all. I mean, the body language speaks for itself, and I get it. They just traded away his best friend. But as much of the whispers as we had heard about Micah, that some thought, okay, do we want to give him and pay him all this money?
Sure.
There was a lot, I think, of feelings about Diggs. I think that, and you heard it from the front office at training camp.
Yeah.
The frustrations about Trayvon Diggs.
I admire him for going out there and trying to play. I totally respect that. But, man, they are in a world of hurt with the way that they play defense, and especially with the lack of pass rush, no blitzing, and then the secondary in the shape it's in. You don't have anybody really on the back end at safety that can cover, and you don't have anybody on the outside. Now, Elam, we'll see. If you get Bland back, then that maybe makes things a little bit better. But, man, to me, Diggs looks very disinterested right now in playing, and I'm not blaming it all on him. Matt Eberflus has, but the front office, I think the biggest misvaluation here was that they could get this similar pass rush. I should say this way: Micah Parsons,
you could piece together production
exactly, and they even talked about it, that they could manufacture pass rush. They have yet to manufacture passion.
And I'll raise my hand and say that I'm guilty of that. Dante Fowler had 10 sacks last year with Washington. Best pass rusher opposite him was Dorrance Armstrong. We know Dorrance. Good player. Great player? No. So it's not like he had a Micah Parsons that was helping him go get 10 sacks. We've seen Sam Williams be a productive pass rusher in this league. We loved what we saw from Donovan Ezeraku, not only out of college at Boston College, but in training camp. Unfortunately, none of that, and it's been so disappointing, probably the biggest disappointment is the lack of pass rush. And against bad offensive tackles, Brian, that's what really hurts.
Yeah.
There is no reason for Jordan Hudson and backup linemen for the Giants to be able to work, guys. Braxton Jones was the mark. You told us all week coming in. Dante Fowler's making him look a Pro Bowl-type player.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing the lack of pass rush they have right now.
Yeah, it is. It is that is a big, big problem. And, you know, and I felt like too. What I was really worried about was the skill players on the Bears, and then all of a sudden this quarterback kind of figuring out, but running the ball.
Yeah,
Did not have to run the ball because there was nobody that was able to take care of Braxton Jones, as you mentioned, and Darnell Wright had a very, very comfortable game as well.
Yeah. And 360, hey, the offense scored how many points? We knew the defense was a concern, but what about the offense today? Well, look, the offense didn't move the ball in the first half. I'm not absolving the offense here.
No,
but I do think the bigger issue in this game, it wasn't the offense. It was the defense's inability to get any stops. And the big plays they gave up, they both had
a hand in this because they needed the offense to score 35 points today.
And they did.
And they're going to need every game for the offense to score 28, you know, 30, 35 points.
You're going to have to be like Cincinnati was last year.
That's exactly what it's going to be. Trust me, there was how many times did we talk about, and I'll be interested to see how many times they went after Nick McCloud in this game at nickel. People were wearing him out. There were teams that had perfect quarterback ratings against him. Was CeeDee out of the game that much of a detriment to them not being able to attack some of these cornerbacks for the Bears?
I guess I don't know that you have another wide receiver that is as lethal out of the slot as CeeDee is. I don't know that that's necessarily George Pickens' best attribute.
No.
Turpin made a couple of plays.
Sure.
But you're right. They weren't able. And maybe it was. Maybe that was lost. I think that this was an eye-opener of just how darn good CeeDee Lamb is.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of texts coming in like, oh, this $33 million receiver. I think CeeDee's on a streak of four or five straight games with 100-plus yards.
Yeah.
Like, offensively, you saw there was explosiveness now taken away because of CeeDee Lamb. And a lot of questions we're getting on. And I do think this is something where it's like hindsight, it's easy to say. But I didn't love at that point in the game when Javonte Williams is just ripping off good chunk runs. Now we're going to get cute and give CeeDee Lamb the ball out of the backfield. And it resulted in a bad ankle sprain for him.
Sure did. Yep. Absolutely did.
877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. Let's get to the phones as we continue to unpack some of this one. Let's go to Derek in Brooklyn on line two. Derek, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, I don't really blame Eberflus for what's going on. You know, you have two corners. Your last two drafted corners are both hurt. Diggs is playing at 75% and Bland is out. So I understand that, but you got to figure something out because you are getting killed in the pass defense. You have no pass rush.
Yeah.
You continue to refuse to play your best pass rusher in James Houston. You're not making any adjustments. I don't know what's going on, but this is terrible.
Yeah, we know what's going on is, you're right, there's no pass rush. It's not we don't know what's going on. It's like you're playing a lot of zone coverage because you're terrified that your guys can't play man coverage. You're scared to blitz because you don't have a blitzer, per se. Is there anybody? I mean, if Overshown was in the game, if Overshown was playing, maybe you would feel a little bit better about that. Maybe you would feel a little bit different about that. But I'll tell you what, though, it's been a struggle for them to get any kind of pass rush, and I think that puts the defensive backs in a bad spot. But also, I just wonder, you know, I'd like someone to tell me, Matt Eberflus, if you'd like, are you terrified to play in some man coverage with your guys and just try and sell out for some of the blitz stuff? But they tried to blitz Clark today.
They did.
You didn't get home.
No, and I think they were playing man on the Luther Burden touchdown, maybe the Adunze touchdown. Yeah. We go back and look at it. I think, honestly, Flus was trying to mix and match some stuff. We saw again the slot blitz from Reddy Stewart.
Yeah.
didn't. One play, it was great. He timed it perfectly to stop a run for a tackle for loss. The other time, I think Caleb Williams stepped up, then slid to the right, and then threw over the middle to convert on a third down. But yeah, even trying to bring pressure. Now, again, I would love to see them do it with Maris Leifau.
Yeah,
I believe that Maris is their best weapon outside of Overshown to be able to do that. He has a knack for timing, and I haven't seen them use Maris at all in that way.
No, not at all. But they need to find a way to bring that fifth rusher.
Yeah.
And they just have not.
All right, let's go to Harrison in Mesquite. Harrison, what's going on?
Hey, disappointment. I'm sorry, but I believe man-to-man is going to be their best defense. That zone with Hooker and Wilson back there, they lost. And everybody should have expected this. I don't know why we disvalue Parsons. He's a stud and a generation player, and we can see that. But I'm not sold on the defense coordinator. I'm sorry. He might have to go. And he might have to go during the season. But there's no way Dak them have a chance with that defense. Your front seven is playing the bus off and run in the first half. And when it comes third down, you can just hang your hat. Forget about it. Because the cornerbacks are lost. The secondary are lost. Hopefully they get Al Harris tonight on the plane. Because it's been a problem ever since Al Harris been gone. I'll hang up and listen, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, I love Del Harris. I'm with you, Harrison. But, I mean, again, Al Harris was on the staff last year. The first half of the season, the defense was terrible. Now, I don't know that it's going to get corrected like Zim got it corrected. Sure. Time will tell. But
it might get corrected when players come back.
Yeah, Bland can help. Ravel, who knows? That's an unknown. We liked him coming out of the draft.
He could play man coverage.
He could be great. He could be bad.
Yeah.
Josh Butler coming back. He looked good prior to his injury last year. But, again, I mean, you're expecting guys that are coming off of ACL injuries to come back, and that's hope.
They're
really just hoping.
They misevaluated the edges. They really, really did misevaluate what the edge game could bring. And it's not, and maybe you have the same problems with Micah Parsons. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. You know, I mean, he's that type of player. He could be disruptive, and we all know that. But, you know, maybe you have the same issues. Maybe Micah Parsons just almost getting home, you know, and creating pressure, but all of a sudden the ball is thrown in the secondary, and now it's, you know, there's just way too many open receivers in the secondary.
It's bad.
Way too many open.
And it's not discrediting Mike. Mike is a phenomenal player. Mike is one of the top defensive players in all of football. The Packers are lucky to have him.
Right.
And the Cowboys, we've talked about this at length. They had every intention of paying him. Things went south. They moved on. Big picture, is any non-quarterback worth $47 million APY? I don't know.
Well, maybe at this time, this guy is here. If you continue not to have a pass rush, I don't think so.
We saw this team get their butts kicked just as bad with Mike on the field.
Sure.
And I think we have short-term memory losses.
But
fans.
Sure, but right now, you would kill to have a pass rush.
Absolutely.
I mean, but you're right. It might not help the secondary. Not the way it's playing right now.
Yeah.
It might not help.
There might be a couple of plays he's certainly able to make. Maybe there's a turnover that he's able to force because of it 100%. But yeah. I don't think one man is stepping into that room and all of a sudden it's some magic elixir at all. And I don't want to take away from Micah. He's tremendous.
Yeah.
But we've seen plenty of times this Cowboys defense get run with him on the football field.
Yeah.
So that's why, I mean, it truly is the greatest team sport on earth. It takes all 11 to play defense. One guy isn't going to come in and salvage it. The loss of Jordan Lewis is big as well from the 817. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
They have lost a lot of pieces on that side of the ball over the last 2 years. And unfortunately, the draft picks haven't hit. I mean, Mozzie, clearly, he was active today. I don't know if Mozzie registered necessarily, if he got a tackle at all in this game today. I don't see him. I don't think that he did. I don't think he registered on the defensive statistics. So he was active today for the first time in place of Jay Toia. We'll see about Marist. I mean, Marist is a guy that I don't know how many snaps he had today, but he hasn't had much the first 2 weeks of the season. That was a third-round linebacker you took 2 years ago. Damone Clark was a guy they spent a fourth-round pick on that we were excited about. Hasn't really panned out. Kalen Carson's been hurt and out. So the draft picks that they've made to try and replenish this thing. Marshawn Nealon, will he turn into a good player? Donovan Ezeraku, time will tell. But so far, they haven't necessarily hit. And when you're a team that is draft and develop and doesn't want to go outside and bring in big money free agents, you've got to have those guys step up in year 2, 3, and 4, or else you're going to be where they are right now.
Yeah.
And that's with the talent deficiency on that side of the football.
Agreed.
All right, let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim, what's going on, man, in Round Rock?
Well, fellas, that was a big, just a big disappointment. I didn't think they was ready to play. And, man, I felt like that, you know, hold them on defense and then getting that ball back. And that fumble was just, it just soured everything. And they, you know, that coach over there, he's got some tricks up his sleeve. But let me tell you something I was worried about. I was worried about your offensive line today as well. I mean, we know his defense sucks. But Steele was getting walked back like crazy. Booker got run over.
Yeah, he did.
By Montez. Oh, it was horrible. So, I mean, yeah. I guess some of them, the twists and stuff, but they just didn't look like they were prepared. And that's what I thought anyway. I look forward to trying to break down the tape when I get a look at it. But it's very depressing. And Brian, you and Vox may be on to draft shows before too long if they come out there and put this crap up. And I will say this: I would not have put CD Lamb back there at that point in the game. That was stupid. That was stupid. Shouldn't have done it. The risk is too high. I'm pissed off. I'll get over it. But we'll talk soon, fellas. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Big Jim. Thank you so much for the call. That opens up a line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We'll hear from Jerry Jones coming up on the other side. He's been speaking to the media, interested in what Jerry had to say after a 31-14 Cowboys loss in Chicago to the Bears. Bears get their first win of the season, and it certainly was not a happy homecoming for a lot of former Cowboys that were going back to Chicago after being either on that coaching staff or playing for the Bears. All right, let's go out to Tate in Fort Worth on line 4. Tate, you're on the official postgame show of the Dallas Cowboys.
What's up, guys? It's been a while talking to y'all. And really the only couple questions I have is, Broadus, do you think that Terrence Steele is going to get benched pretty soon?
Yes.
I definitely see
yes.
the evidence out there right now.
Yes,
and
I do.
Then I also very much agree with the fact that we can't put it all on Flus because the personnel that we have is not very good for him to evaluate very well.
Agree.
And understanding that he's pretty much scared to figure out what coverages he wants to do. And I guarantee if this keeps up with how the pass rush is, the defense is definitely not going to look very good going forward. So I'll let y'all go on.
Yeah, thanks. I think this is – I tweeted this out. And I felt like that this could be the game that gets Terrence Steele. I think there'll be some questions about the tackle. I know that Guyton wasn't exactly good either.
No, I mean, hey.
I mean, and Stephen Jones even came on us with us Friday afternoon a week ago and talked about the fact that they're kind of looking at Nate Thomas. To me personally, I would replace the right tackle. I think the left tackle is like your future. I don't think the right tackle is.
I think that's totally fair. Go through the lumps and the growing pains with Guyton.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
See what you have.
Exactly.
Make that assessment.
Keep going with Guyton. But to me, Terrence Steele is not your future. Go ahead and see if Nate Thomas could be that guy at right tackle. Stephen Jones thinks that he's played well enough to where maybe he can.
Yeah, and he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He was open to it when we talked with him on Friday on the flagship on the G-Bag Nation 105 through the Fan. You can catch him on at 3 p.m. every single Friday on the Fan. 877-881-1053. That opens up a couple of lines. That is the number to call, the number to text. I know a lot of you are emotional. I feel you. You guys know that. I'm born and raised a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan as well. I absolutely hate doing post-game shows like this after we watch our team get absolutely embarrassed on the road against an organization that is inept and is laughable and usually is on the other side of this. Unfortunately, it's the Cowboys tonight that got absolutely pummeled, 31-14. And next week, it's the Green Bay Packers and your old friend Micah Parsons coming into town. So not a whole lot of brightness at the end of that tunnel. We'll hear from Jerry Jones, Brad Sham, the voice of your Cowboys later on in the postgame show, Dak Prescott, your head coach Brian Schottenheimer, more of your calls and texts. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
One of a lot of big plays today, and one of Caleb Williams' four touchdown passes, as the Bears beat the Cowboys 31-14 at Soldier Field, sending the Cowboys to 1-2. Bears improving to 1-2 on the season. Official postgame show of your Cowboys brought to you by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, joined now by the legendary voice of your Dallas Cowboys, the great Brad Sham. And Brad, that was one of the many big plays on offense for the Bears. You've seen a lot of Dallas Cowboys football in your lifetime. It's three games, but what is your concern level with this defense?
Oh, it's high. It's very high. Yeah, they're not doing anything well. They're not hustling. I will say that. And you know, there's a couple of guys who are actually playing well. But I mean, come on, nobody has put pressure on the passer. Have you? Well, you guys watch TV. I don't think you listen to the whole broadcast. But I don't think anybody has heard me say Dante Fowler's name. No. I know I haven't heard it because I've never said it.
Yep.
I think that I'm still waiting for the second round pick.
Yeah.
And I really expected. I given the first game. You know, Brian, we talked about that last week.
Sure.
He played better last week, but I'm expecting more. Definitely expecting more out of Sam Williams, and they're not getting it. And
So there's zero pressure on the passer. And then they're playing with what they're playing with in the secondary. And at that, you know, I think the slot kid is playing pretty well. Stewart, I think he's doing pretty good. But, I mean, you can't give up four or five explosive passes a game. You just can't do it. That's a recipe for disaster. Until they figure out how to not do that, then they're going to be in trouble. And I don't know how you not do that with zero pressure on the passer. I think they made him sweat once.
Hey, Brad, I kind of felt like, and I think we all felt like the defense could have a problem today. I mean, going into this, I know we were all thinking high scores, you know, it could be back and forth kind of thing. I think the offense wasn't very good today. And I say that in a way that they needed to be a 35-point offense today like they were last week.
That's asking a lot now. You know that.
And I know that. And I know that. But I also know that they were down two defenders in the secondary. I know the Cowboys were down their one of their best players at wide receiver. But I felt like, though, this was going to have to be a shootout game because I did worry about Dallas's defense. I even picked it 35-30. I picked it that way. But I feel like that maybe Dallas's offense let them down a little bit today.
I have to look back at some of the stuff. Now, I think one of the biggest plays in the game was just a great play by Stevenson, the cornerback who stole the ball from Williams on the first. I mean, they are rolling. I mean, the run by Williams was great.
Yeah.
Steals were getting out in front of everybody down the field. They were going to score on that possession.
Right.
And instead they don't have the ball. And so that wasn't a bobble. That wasn't he wasn't not protecting it. That Stevenson just made a heck of a play. So good for him. So that's one. And then I have to look back. I don't remember why the next two drives were field goals instead of touchdowns. What broke down? You know, they did get points. You want touchdowns. When they tied the game, if I were a betting man, which thank God I'm not, if I were a betting man, I'd have bet you when they tied the game that they were fine. And even when they fell behind again 17-14, I would have bet you they're fine. And then when the Bears went on that march at the end of the second quarter, then you thought, okay, this is going to be a lot to overcome.
Right.
And then I can't remember. Do you have it in front of you? What happened on the first possession of the third quarter?
They went.
I know Dallas punted.
Yes.
They went seven plays, 18 yards is what they did. They had two first downs on the play. They scrimmaged. The last scrimmage play was on the Dallas 46.
And after the first down, they had a four-yard run, and then Dak got sacked for a loss at 10, put him at third and 16.
Okay, so that doesn't help. That doesn't help. I mean, that's a big possession. And then things got out of hand after that, and you had to play offense differently. And, I mean, without CeeDee Lamb, that's a major thing for them. I mean, when you scored 14 points, Brian, I have a hard time disputing you. But I did think that they were – I mean, there were times when they were rolling. They looked like they had – the plays were the right plays. They kind of had it going the way they wanted to. They were running the ball well. And then when it got out of hand and they got behind and they didn't have Lamb, that's when they didn't have the wherewithal to pick up the slack for them. But that's – you're uncontrovertibly correct that they had to score more than 14 points to win this game.
Yeah.
If you said going in you're going to get 14, I would have said that's not enough. I would have agreed with you. But I have a hard time laying this one at the feet of the offense.
Well, I just say
– defense is not giving them a
chance to compete. Yeah, I just knew that the defense – I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking this defense isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. You know, and, and if you make a pregame prediction, when you say a team that's been awful on offense all year, the Bears – they're going to have to score 30 points. I think I have a little fear of what's happening. Now it turns in. And again, I'm not trying to wipe the, you know, everybody seems to be focusing on the Dallas defense, but the Bears were maybe more, I believe, more compromised than you today. And you didn't do what you needed to do. The turnovers were bad in the second half. I'm not talking about the Joe Milton one, but the fact that you had to punt, the end of the half stuff, you know, the long, I mean, there just didn't do anything. You're going to have to help this defense one way or another. It's probably,
I think that's fair.
I think it's points. It's got to be points. And I even said, Zach asked you, what's your halftime adjustment? Yeah. I say, I'm not punting anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just not punting, you know, because if I punt, I'm just going to put my defense out there. And there's nothing you could do. Yeah, it's a lot on the offense, but that's kind of Dallas Cowboys football in 2025 right now.
Well, Brett, I wonder if you felt this way. After they punted in the first half, in to start the second half, the Bears went on that 19-play, 76-yard drive. And after that, it just kind of felt like, okay, it was wheels off from that point on.
It's not your day today, yeah.
Yeah, and that's early in the game to feel that way. Because so that's when they went up 10, 24-14 at the end of that?
That was 31-14.
Well, then it's over.
Yeah.
But then you don't have, because you don't have the wherewithal, and your defense, as poorly as it's playing, now has to stay out there for, you know, 9-10 minutes at a stretch. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, 31-14, it's kind of out of hand because you can't play offense the way you want to play it anymore. And you don't have Lamb. If it's close, you know, you've got Pickens, you've got some things you can do. You might be able to, but when you've got a big gap like that to overcome without Lamb, then that is probably a lot. I think what they are showing us is that what they want to do is run the ball and therefore throw when they want to throw.
Right.
And they're being somewhat successful at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your comments are fair, that they just, those situations where they punted or even kicked instead of scoring a touchdown,
right,
those are things,
right,
they don't have that margin for error.
No,
right now.
No, they don't. And it's unfair. It's unfair to this offense, but right now it's the only thing I got. I got a damn good kicker and an offense that's got some skill guys and a quarterback that can play at a very high level at times. But right now I don't have anything on defense. I have no confidence at all in this defense, and unfortunately, my offense has got to be my best defense, is what it has to be.
That's a tough way to play.
But that's who we are. That's who we are until you figure out a pass rush, and you figure out blitzing, and you get back hurt bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's an unfair statement.
Yeah. Anything else before we let you out of here, Brad?
I'm glad it's not a long flight.
Mm.
And I know I personally will spend most of the next 2 days in prayer, and I think that's a very good place to be.
Pray for us all, Brad.
I'll join you, my man. Thank you so much. Fly home safe.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
There he goes, the legendary voice of your Dallas Cowboys, Brad Sham, joining us here on the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, it's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Such a bummer, Brian, because you look at, I mean, I don't remember a game in where your starting running back is able to average almost 8 yards a carry, and you just got completely blown out.
But they took him. It took him out of the game.
It took him out. Yeah.
It took it. If this game was close, then he continues to run the ball, and then your hope is that you can get a lead and then just continue to hand him the football. It's the same thing that teams are doing to you. You know, when you start to talk about, we were worried about run defense, when in actuality, if your offense continues to put up points, you have no way to finish the game. You have no pass rusher to finish the game.
Yeah.
And so until they figure that out, then they figure out the secondary, there are going to be a lot of games where all of a sudden, it's unfair. It's completely unfair to ask Dak Prescott to do this.
Sure.
But they have no choice. It's Pickens, it's Lamb, it's Ferguson, it's Williams, and it's Booker, and anybody else that plays on that offensive line. Smith, that's them, because their defense is way too compromised to do anything. And what's disappointing is Dallas's offense did not take advantage of a Bears defense. I was on the Bears pregame show today.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with their guys. They're like, man, we are really banged up. I mean, how are we going to stop you guys? You know.
And they lost their right tackle, Darnell Wright, during the game.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you can't get any passers. Braxton Jones, you watch the tape of Braxton Jones all week, and all of a sudden, he's given up pressure after pressure after pressure. Two sacks last week. Yeah, it's a little bit different. Aiden Hutchinson, those guys at the Lions. But, man, just nothing.
Yeah, like going against the Eagles, I get it. That's a great offensive line.
Yeah.
There is no reason for Dante Fowler, for Sam Williams, for these guys that we've seen be productive NFL players, not to be able to take advantage of Jags.
Yeah.
And I'm talking just a guy. What the Giants and the Bears put out there at tackle the last 2 weeks are average at best offensive linemen.
I will say this, and I think we said it a lot. I felt like the Bears' offensive line was better than what the Giants were. And that was my concern. That was my concern of like, wow, okay, now you're playing an offensive line that's a little bit better, but you have a quarterback that can kill you with his legs.
Right.
He didn't have to kill you with his legs today because he finally found some guys. And you're really fortunate. He missed some passes today.
Yeah.
He missed some passes.
And the thing is, you gave him mulligans on it.
Yeah.
He misses a throw. Yeah. That's all right. He gets it back on the. I mean, they gave up plays of 65, 35, 41, 31, 11, 12. I mean, they had seven different players have plays over 10 or more yards.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable in the National Football League.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk more about this one. Of course, post-game show rolling on. I see the lines are full. We will get to your calls and texts, and we will let you vent. 877-881-1053. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. But we got to hear from Jerry Jones on the other side. Dallas Cowboys football will continue in a moment. Oh, that was such a massive play. The second play of the game, Javonte Williams running it, and it's the same play that Miles Sanders had. Just that gorgeous long 49-yard run before he fumbled on that drive. And Steele gets out in front and is leading the way 22 yards down the field. Here's Tyreek Stevenson, the former second-round pick out of Miami for Chicago, just rips the ball away. Tremendous individual play. But Cowboys, after a three and out on defense, it looked like they were well on their way, as Brad said, to going down the field and taking a lead. That turnover happens, Bears cash in, 7-0, and it just spiraled from there, 31-14.
Yeah.
Bears end up getting the win.
You said like you felt like when Dallas punted the ball after coming out of the half that was it for you.
And then especially after the 19-play, 10-minute drive, basically.
Yeah, no idea that was going to happen.
It was put a fork in them. But yeah, as soon as they – because you felt as though, okay, Chicago's going to get points here.
I did too. See, that's why, you asked me at halftime what my adjustments would be. I said, don't punt. I don't think they were probably in a situation where, I think that when they punted, they were on their own 30. Is where they're at.
And it was that 10-yard sack that hurt the drive.
It just felt like that nothing that they were going to do defensively. The very first series of the game, the Bears had been good all year on the first drive of the game, and you get them to like three plays negative two, and you get them to punt. But from that point on, you just didn't do anything to affect Caleb Williams today.
Amen. And if you want to point the finger at the offense, that's the drive.
Yeah.
That you could not come out of the half already down 10 and punt the football.
Yeah.
You needed to go down the field and score. Because as soon as the Bears got the ball back and the way in which they drove to just milk the clock, put a fork in them. It just felt like the wind was out of the sails at that point. And then it was interception, Tremaine Edwards doinks right off the hands of Pickens. Tremaine Edmonds makes a great interception. The Edmonds interception in the end zone there.
Yeah.
You know, it just offensively, it wasn't good enough. But they do. They have to be perfect on offense.
They have to score
80% of the drives.
And I know folks are lining up to call in and say, oh, no, it's hard to be that way. But that's really the only way you're going to win games. You're going to have to win games like you won them against the Giants last week. That's really until they figure out things. And there might not be any figuring out. It might be, okay, this is kind of who we are, and let's see where you get guys back to help. You know, does Clowney make a difference? Does having the cornerbacks show back up again? Does that help you play it a different way?
Right.
But right now you are not very good on defense, and your only real saving opportunity in games is your offense.
Yeah, you have to keep pace.
But then you lose one of your best players.
Yeah, the CeeDee Lamb loss is huge.
It's huge.
You can't understate how big that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And certainly I think a lot of the...
I didn't feel like that they did a good enough job. They ran the ball, which you could. We talked about in the pregame. You could run the ball on the Bears. And I felt like you could throw the ball on the Bears.
That'll be the interesting thing to go back and watch the tape downfield where there's some missed opportunities, because there was a lot of underneath the Ferguson, underneath the Williams, underneath the Sanders. I mean, it's the third and long, and you're just going to throw it underneath.
Yeah, and where is like trying to, do you not feel confident of throwing the ball down the field? Right. And is Tolbert struggling to get open? Is
Turpin
struggling to get open? Is Pickens struggling to get open? How could you just not take a vertical shot, max that thing up and take a vertical shot? You know, the one thing Pickens could do is draw pass interference penalties.
Yeah.
So that's it. That was a tough one, man.
Was the 37-yarder to Turpin, which was late in the fourth quarter. I mean, the game was pretty much out of the balance. Pickens had that 24-yarder in the first half, but certainly not a lot of plays down the field. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. Get to the phones here in just a second, but let's hear from your Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.